guiding you to the best tech news, reviews, and banter you can find on the internet. That night, the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
That's the wrong fucking one.
That's the wrong intro.
That is an awesome intro.
It is, but it's the wrong one.
Who needs Morgan Freeman when you have me?
We do!
Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my Google goggles off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
Welcome back, everybody! Today on Cerebral Overload Podcast, we have Ben from Pittsburgh!
Yay!
Andrew from Canada! And Ty from Ohio!
And John from Ohio!
And it's ruined.
Is that Mama Pie?
Yes,
yeah, Mama Pie.
Mama Pie! Mama Pie!
We're back off to a roaring start.
As usual. And I am eating. So
come on down!
This episode is going to be awesome.
Full of Thai eating.
Yeah. Obviously, we just did a Price is Right opening. It's kind of cool.
And Ty's finally back from serving freedom.
Still issuing freedom to the American citizens.
This is true.
Just so everyone's aware.
When are you going down to Dallas?
Dallas?
Dallas home of freedom.
What's happening in Dallas?
Nothing yet.
Oh. I'm not. They got their own soldiers down there. It's too hot for me.
Too fucking hot.
It's not much better up here anymore.
Uh-uh. It's hot. Yep.
Damn global warming.
Goddamn Al Gore.
Al Gore. Anyway, yeah, I'm back. We're all back. Because apparently Ben and Andrew weren't able to figure out the podcast while I was gone, so...
We tried, we failed, we gave up.
Pretty quickly. It's okay. It happens. It's cool. We're back, though. I'm here, you're here, Nate's not here, so...
Get used to it.
It's normal. Anyway, how are you guys?
You know, living life.
Yeah.
Expecting my first child, you know.
Yeah.
Huge.
I know. I heard. That's crazy. I was actually there. I saw it.
This is true.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
What next would time be, come back a little bit longer.
What would be crazier is you expecting your first child.
But Ty is expecting his first child.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That is true.
When is the due date for that one?
Hold on a second. This episode is sponsored by B-Dubs, just so everybody's aware. Buffalo Wild Wings. Crappy food. Great the next day. Anyway. any day now, really. Any day. The due date's July 1st, but any day.
Should extend it a day so it can be born on my awesome day, too.
That's crazy.
You should extend it 3 days.
Nobody likes you. Shut up, Ben.
Man.
It's not my birthday in 3 days from then.
Nope, it's... America's
it's
freedom.
America's.
Nope. But yeah, here we are. Okay, this was a good episode. I'll see you guys.
All right.
Peace.
Let's go.
Join us next week. Same bad time. Same bad show.
Nope. We can't
no,
even say
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. No. It's unheard of.
I'm here.
Kevin's here too, apparently. Come on down!
Everybody's here.
I gotta move this to the other room because I wasn't expecting people to be here. Making noise. Let me pack up my box of goodies and everything.
Fucking Kevin.
I know. Let me just hold on.
Hey, isn't that my BW3s?
No.
I never said that. Oh. I said he would eat it
because
he's a
hog. I didn't know whose it was. I just started eating it.
Me?
Andrew and I both have a kid on the way. It's kind of weird. I don't know what that was, and I'm not even going to ask.
Doc.
Oh, okay.
By the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Maybe a goose.
Interesting, interesting. So, yeah, we're back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
And hopefully, as long as some people, Ty...
Cerebral's back.
...can... the first topic for today is ironically about Facebook.
Fuck Facebook.
Exactly. Well, everybody knows the NSA likes to peep on people and do this and that, but what they don't understand is Facebook is definitely getting involved.
Somebody's got a text message.
Fucking Nate.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. I turned my ringer off. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah.
Can't be your record, but no, you can still send us stuff over Hangouts.
Fuck. Yeah. But Facebook's got this new thing initiated where it actually monitors how long you look at everything on your newsfeed.
What? Facebook monitors us?
I know. It's crazy. Who would have thunk?
I don't believe it.
No. But if you skip past something frequently, like, let's say, Cerebral Overload's articles and posts, you're kind of a dick, and we're going to find out, because Facebook will tell us. But also, if you're one of the ones that like to read our stories, and you actually sit there and look at it, then it's going to tell us that, and it's going to show you more of us, more of our posts, more of our awesome news stories. Keep that shit up.
That's annoying.
What's annoying? Ty eating or our awesome posts?
Neither. Facebook.
Gotcha.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh. Sorry. I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten yet today.
You know, if you would have got home an hour earlier, you could have eaten.
And
not during the podcast.
Whatever. You guys can all eat the dick. Ooh, there's candy here, too.
That's easy.
No, thank you.
I got a thing of Airheads. Yeah, but it is good news. I mean, obviously, nobody wants to be monitored, but when people post pictures that are fucking their kids constantly, oh my god, little Timmy did this! Oh my god, little Timmy's wearing this! I don't care. Did it come out of me? No, I don't care.
Let's be serious about it, even when it does. You're not going to care.
I'm totes going to care.
Now my feelings are hurt because I posted a picture of Ben today.
I know, I saw it and I ignored it. I clicked the little icon in the corner. Said, I don't want to see this post.
You know what? That was my great Fiverr experiment that I thought worked very well.
Huh. You can spend $5 on your kid's fucking picture, but you can't spend $5 on a new opening?
The hell is that noise?
I don't know. It's not me.
Can of compressed air.
Well, stop it.
No, because I spent like $80 a month promoting posts.
Well, shut up.
Hey, I have offered you money, but you're all like, no.
No, because the site pays for itself. Sort of, kind of, mostly.
Does it work the corner like Ty does?
Yes, yes, it does. It took this month off, though, obviously.
I'm flipping you off right now. You just can't see it. All right.
And you can't see that I'm pretending to be offended.
Yeah, but I know. I know.
So with Facebook doing this whole monitoring what you read and all that shit, I don't know. I think they need to stop that shit, because if I don't want to see stuff, I'll click ignore. I don't really think they need some fucking algorithm to see what I'm reading.
What happens if their algorithm hides something that I actually want to see for once?
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm following it. I probably want to see something from it eventually.
Exactly. Like, there's people that I unfollow because I don't give a shit about their lifestyles. But if I delete them off Facebook, they'll send me a text and be like, why did you delete me? It's because I hate you. But I'm being nice to you because people apparently say that that's wrong if I just disown people because I don't like them. Mainly because they're friends of the wife.
It's debatable.
Like Ty, I haven't followed him forever because all of his shit that gets posted, I don't give a shit about.
What? Are you serious? You bastard. I follow all of yours. Ew.
Awkward.
That tortilla chip was chewy.
Ew.
Ugh.
It probably wasn't a tortilla chip then.
Alright, moving on, because I'm over Facebook already.
No, I am following you.
You better be.
I had to double check that one. I was like, actually, I wonder if I did unfollow you.
That wouldn't have been very nice.
Okay, so Oculus Rift. Everybody knows about that. Virtual reality, all that stuff. They have announced that their virtual reality headset or something.
It's not virtual anymore. It's reality.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Little play on their name.
Yeah, clever. Guys, we got that.
I'm going to cry.
Good.
Maybe I'll just hang up on you.
That's okay. I'm not really.
I'm not sold on it yet.
Well, I tried to get one to review for the site, but apparently they don't do that. The only way you can really review one is if you email them in 2012 or buy one.
I guess we're going to have to build a time machine.
Yep, because there's no fucking... It'd be more expensive to build a time machine, but it's a principle of the matter.
Yes.
I'm going to go a little off the reservation because I think virtual reality is stupid. But remember a long time ago, like 3 years ago, when we talked about the Mars trip, the one-way trip?
Dude, I can't remember like fucking 2 days ago. You want me to remember years ago?
Surprisingly, I do remember the Mars trip.
Yeah, because we applied for it.
We could be to Mars and back already.
We were one of the 200,000 people to apply, and...
Clearly didn't get approved.
We were not picked. They narrowed it down.
But we have ethnic diversity. You've got an angry Canadian, a homosexual American, and Ben.
Yeah.
I'm my own class.
the otter. They had 200,000 people apply. They narrowed it down to 100 people, 50 men, 50 bitches. And they're going to be lowering that down to 24 people.
And one fabulous homosexual man?
Yes, who ironically is a pedophile as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
But that happened in February.
Young pedophile Steve.
In March, one of the finalists is slamming the selection process, saying that this is bullshit and that it's poor planning and poor science.
Well, they're probably going by the amount of people that give them the most money or that have some sort of bonus to get publicity for them. And is there an elderly person in the background counting their pills?
Ben?
Well, I am the old fogey around here.
But the Mars One trip, which is Dutch, by the way, is planning on setting a reality TV show up there, basically.
No, that's it. Dutch One is English. Mars One is English, I mean.
Mars One is from Dutch. It's Dutch.
If it was Dutch, it would be... Guten Sie Mars in Indies, One is in the...
Look, hold on, wait.
What? Wait, what?
Okay, Mars, within a few decades, but the Dutch non-profit Mars One has been insisting it will get there much sooner than decades from now.
Boom.
Boom.
Dutch. I call bullshit.
Dutch...
They're going to go bankrupt before they go anywhere.
I think they will, because they're having... All the finalists are supposed to donate 75% of any interview fees to Mars One. So they want a lot of money for this.
It sounds like an Indiegogo campaign to me.
An Indiegogo to Mars. See what I did there?
That was funny.
Apparently.
Ty, do you get it?
No, I missed it. What?
Ty, do you get it? Indiegogo to Mars?
That's funny. Yeah. Apparently, the 200,000 people that applied is fabricated. It was more like 3,000.
So we were one of the 3,000 people that applied?
Yeah.
And we still didn't get
selected. Didn't
get picked.
Wow. The 200,000 made me feel at least somewhat better.
Yep.
Realistically, who cares?
I mean, I don't.
If they were coming up to you right now and said, we selected you to go to Mars, what would you say?
I'd go.
I'd say, fuck no.
And they're also saying that the finalists have never actually spoken to anyone at Mars One in person. The closest they got was a 10-minute Skype chat in which they were asked to regurgitate factoids about the mission they had previously been given. I'm starting to feel like this is going to be some BS.
Yeah, I can see that.
I second that.
That's upsetting. I was really looking forward to a reality show on Mars.
I always thought you were about the reality shows on Uranus.
Nah, he's not into butt stuff.
No.
What?
In the butt?
In the butt?
Speaking of butt stuff, obviously, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's gross breeders, and there's awesome homosexuals.
Nope.
The best.
Nope.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope. At least us breeders are manly enough to go out into the rain with a motorcycle.
Fuck you.
And not little bitches. Leg tie.
Okay.
Bitch.
You want to go there. Okay. Well, according to Geekology, asshole, there's two kinds of people in the world.
Actually, according to an article on Tumblr that...
Shut up!
You posted.
I'm on Geekology.
Dick Muncher.
I'm on Geekology. Disgusting. Anyway, we're going to figure out what type of person each one of us is. So, obviously we all work kind of jobs, I guess. Which one do you guys both set alarms, right, on your phone?
Yep.
How many alarms do you set? Do you set one, or do you set, like, six?
One.
Just one.
Well, I set, like, three. Just because, what if I hit the wrong button and I turn off the alarm, and then I have to fucking wake up? Huh? What then?
I set one, and I'm generally awake either before it goes off or the second it goes off.
I wake up a little
bit. My wife, however, she sets three. It's the, okay, so this one started waking me up. I'm going to hit snooze. The second one kind of gets me there, and the third one's like, all right, now I'm up.
Yeah.
And then I think she's got the fourth for the, oh, fuck, you're late.
I got that, too.
Nice. Nope, I got the one, and that's it.
See, I can't do that. What about notifications? Do you guys clear your notifications? Like on
I fucking hate having the numbers.
On your icons?
I hate them.
I don't know who gets 948 Snapchats.
That's a lot of dick pics.
There's a lot.
A porn star.
I don't know, Ty. There is sometimes where if I leave yours for like a week.
Yeah. Just in case anybody wants to receive a shitload of Snapchats, let me know, because I love to Snapchat. Also,
and when he gets drunk, they are hilarious.
Oh my god, I'm so funny. So applications. I cannot stand having just all my apps out. I have to have them all organized in folders.
I'm kind of right in the middle. I do both.
Yeah, I'm in between with that one.
Nope. Every time. If a new app gets downloaded, it's right into a folder.
With mine, the ones that I don't use that much are in folders, but my quick, like the ones that I use a lot are generally on the first page of my app drawer.
Ew.
And then once I scroll sideways, it's all folders.
Ew. They're all folders.
No.
They should be all folders.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am
disgusted.
I don't get this next one. It's about birthdays.
Yeah. Whether you, it's whether you enter your actual birthday or whether you just go with the lowest thing possible.
No, I use my birthday.
Yeah, now that I'm legal age to look at porn, I go with my birthday.
Birthday. And I want birthday
notifications. I have to agree with Andrew on that.
Yeah, like I'm with you guys. I like to get birthday stuff, so yep. I want my actual birthday in there.
Even if it's that email that says such and such a forum wishes you a happy birthday.
Love
like,
it.
Aw, your automated system thought about me.
Yay.
Did somebody wish me a happy birthday.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Al Gore.
This next one, though, I'm on the right side. My Wi-Fi is, it hurts when I pee.
Yeah, mine's Galactic Empire.
Yep, that's true. I know that.
I got one that's cerebral overload in the house, and my car is Black SWAT Van.
That's nice. Wi-Fi. I like Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi. Bill Wise, Science Fi.
Good, Werfer.
That's my favorite. Tell my Wi-Fi lover.
Tell my Wi-Fi lover?
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
That is clever. It's good. Then there's Linksys AC 19000. That's stupid. We're moving on. Moving on.
Yeah, the other one in my house, like, there's mine, and then there's the bridge that says in-laws Netflix.
Nice. Okay. Bookmarks or page folder?
That would entail me having to read a book, so neither.
Bookmark.
I'm going to go with
bookmark. I have a bookmark that says Honey Badger Don't Care, that's why.
Ben, I'm on the same page, except I read digital books. I don't really
care. If you were on a page, though, you'd be reading, so we can't be on the same page because I don't read.
But Ben, you read comic books, don't you?
No.
Oh. I read comic books.
Oh.
And see, I am neither of these. For the sandwiches, I am neither.
I
eat a sandwich as one giant fucking thing.
Yeah.
It depends for me, but if I do cut it, it's diagonal.
Diagonal all the way. If I cut it. But normally...
See, yeah, I don't give a fuck and I just want it all in my mouth.
Yeah?
Wow.
Okay. And if you click on that two kinds of people thing at the beginning, there's another list. There's like a two-page list, and I want to go through it because I want to know more about you guys.
Where is it?
At the bottom where they start talking, it says, two kinds of people is a clever blog, blah, 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 blah. We can obviously skip the ones we've already done.
I mean, we can do that, I guess.
But I want to know more about you.
I'm pretty sure you know enough about me.
Oh, I know a lot about you. Giggity.
Giggity.
But no, there is some here that I want to ask. Okay, earbuds or earmuffs?
Earmuffs.
Earbuds.
You're a fuck.
Yeah, I'm with Ty. I like end, but Ty, are you an over-the-ear or on-the-ear?
Over-the-ear.
See, I like on-the-ear, especially my Sennheisers. Those are the ones that just sit on, not cup.
Yeah, I like the ones that, like...
Ty likes to be cupped.
I like the ones that cover my ears.
Oh, okay.
Like my
I like my Sennheisers, the one that just... sit on top.
Okay. Go on. More. Give me more.
Case or no case for your cell phones?
Case. First thing.
All right. Case for all three. Watching streaming stuff. Which one Ty's going to pick. Laptop or would you rather have it streamed to your TV?
Oh, TV.
Laptop.
You're a TV. Fucking loser.
TV. Yeah. I didn't buy a 55-inch LED LG TV for nothing.
Exactly.
Let's see here. And I think we're all pretty much on the same page for driving an actual car, not including your motorcycle, tie.
Okay.
Automatic or standard?
Standard.
Standard.
Yep. It's way more fun.
Always.
Which I'll be having a review of a standard car coming up.
Oh. Is that all of them?
No.
It's the second page.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. Chocolate's like a Hershey's.
You skipped over one on the first page.
Did I?
I was only skipping over, like, I was skipping over the only ones that I find interesting.
Oh.
Like, the ones that I don't find interesting.
Where are we?
I don't
even know where this page is.
We covered this already, Ty. Go back to sleep.
Oh, I found it.
Chocolate bars. Like a Hershey's bar that has breakable squares. Do you break off a square, or do you just fucking shove it in your face?
I break off a square at first.
I break off a strip.
I break off a row of squares.
Yep, that's me. I'm the same as Ben.
I do a square, and I do another square, and then I just go... blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, Cookie Monster the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Toolbars or no toolbars?
Are we skipping over the chopsticks?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't care about
how far low did you go?
Like, underneath the chopstick.
Well, hold on. Chopsticks or forks?
Fork, because I'm white.
I love that you said that, because down in St. Mary's, my supply sergeant Parsons, he gets chopsticks. And I was like, no, I use a fork because I'm white. That's my exact reasoning.
Honestly, I think it's hilarious when I see, like, Tiff uses chopsticks.
I don't
And it looks so stupid.
Yeah, like, you're white. You are not a slanted-eyed fuck. You use a fucking fork.
Whoa.
What? I'm sorry.
That got violent.
Well, this escalated
quickly. We went from zero to hate crime in 3.5 seconds. You are not of the Oriental descent. You should use a fork.
You have not been working since you were six.
A fork. God damn it, Todd.
No toolbars. We'll skip ahead.
Here. Absolutely no toolbars. I don't know.
The only thing I have is my bookmark bar.
That's it.
Yep,
that's all you need.
Yep.
You should never have a Bing bar. You should never have an ass bar. And AVG should not be on there. Yahoo should not be on there. For fuck's sake. Your URL bar is your search bar.
Well, to be fair, if you look at the layout of it, the UI, that they're using a Mac. So they're already not smart enough anyway, so they may as well have all the toolbars.
No. Okay. PC what? Or Mac?
PC.
Easy PC.
Mac. Mac. Thank you. So, digital watch or analog watch?
Both.
I use both. I'm actually wearing an analog right now.
I have an obsession, a dirty, dirty obsession with watches. I love watches. Like, the expensive, like, I love my Bolovia watch,
Ooh.
But I can't wait till I get my G-Shock watch.
Ah, I've got a G-Shock.
Fuck you, of course
and,
you do.
And I've got a bunch G-Spot. Of fossils.
I found a really old Wrangler watch that my grandmother had bought me, and I'm getting it fixed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this obviously is excluding Ben because he doesn't know how to read.
Yeah.
But do you lay out your books size or just kind of put them all together?
Size.
I am neither. I go alphabetical.
Books have pictures in it, though.
Alphabetical.
Like, my comic books go by... Well, my comic books go by superhero. So, like, all the Batman stuff will be together. All the Superman stuff will be together. And Deadpool is just awesome, so it doesn't matter. He can go wherever the fuck he wants.
True. All right, so what I've gathered out of this whole conversation is that Ben is an old douche.
I concur.
Andrew, you're pretty fucking awesome. And I'm gay as fuck. So
pretty much all what everybody's already known about us.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Awesome. All right. Well, moving on.
Okay, so this one, I picked this article to talk about because I love watching online, like, streams and stuff, and I get so angry at Twitch. So fucking angry at Twitch. Because A, it hogs a shitload of system resources, B, it works like shit on my Xbox One. So, I like to watch stuff, especially people playing games, they're just tooling around, and it's fun to have something playing in the background when I'm doing something else, like watching porn or something like that. But YouTube has been doing these live streams where people can stream them playing video games, essentially like Twitch.
Oh,
so now
shit.
They're actually turning it into... Fucking Ben, did you just set yourself on fire?
No, I almost flipped over.
Damn it! I would have loved to just hear the...
That would have been awesome.
That would suck.
So yeah, they're bringing out this video service to live stream gaming.
Okay.
To rival Twitch. And I didn't know this, but Twitch is owned by Amazon, so that'll explain why sometimes it decides it just doesn't want to fucking work.
Oh.
Because that's what YouTube, I don't know about you guys, but YouTube is where I go for all my video game.
Oh.
God damn it, Ty. Trying to make this at least somewhat logical, and you're going to fuck it up.
Oh.
I'm done.
Come on, it's our last article. Let's get this done. So I can go do stuff.
Well, had somebody shown up on time, you could have done stuff an hour ago.
So are we going to talk about Ben's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something, or what?
Not with that attitude, we're not.
Well, that's my fucking intro, all right?
Try it again.
No.
Do it again.
Yeah.
I swear to God, do it again right now.
No.
I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to tongue punch your fucking fart box.
No, you won't, because it might rain a little bit, and you might get scared.
Maple syrup is going to shoot out of your goddamn nostrils.
It already does.
Well,
it's I'm a mystical Canadian dragon.
Gross. All right, do it again.
No.
Get me excited.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
So close.
I got so excited.
I thought it was going to come.
I know.
Ben's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something. Oh, there goes my headset.
Fuck.
Oh! We're so close.
Come on, one more.
Do it again. Oh my God, he's
dying. Definitely wasn't it. Holy shit. I just had an ice cube go down the wrong tube.
Nice. Do you need through the internet, right, mouth to mouth?
Yes, I do.
Come on, give it to me.
Are you rubbing one out?
No, that's Ben. I like to do mine dry.
Ben's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something.
Yay! Of the week. You forgot about of the week.
Because it's been so bloody long.
Ah.
Yeah, the last Kickstarter was like my bullshit Kickstarter thing of the half year or something.
December?
That's why I decided not to put the week in there.
The last Kickstarter we did's probably been fully funded.
Shipped out.
And already obsolete.
Yeah.
and been replaced by another model.
All right, Ben, tell us about your Kickstarter project of the week.
Okay. This week's Kickstarter is the Mob Mount Switch.
What's that?
It is a cell phone holder.
My bad.
Made from pure aluminium that works via magnets.
What if you want to put it on the spaceship that's just made of aircraft aluminum?
What?
There is what? Metal inside what? Of the aluminium what? Spacecraft.
Ben.
What?
What?
What? What? What?
Oh, what? Now you fucked up. Now you have fucked up.
Why?
Did you guys ever seen The Whitest Kid You Know? Abe Lincoln?
No.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Can't say as we have.
It's so funny. YouTube that when you're done with this episode. It's so funny.
Okay.
Who said that? Was it you, String Bean? Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Go on.
You had to have seen it. Anywho, back to the Mob Mount Switch. What it is it's an adjustable cell phone holder. It's an adjustable cell phone. I quit. I can't talk.
Take your dentures out and talk to us.
That's how excited I am about this product. I can't talk.
What'd you say,
Mercer?
Where's my teeth?
Mercy?
What it is an adjustable cell phone holder. You know what? The one time I spit it out and came out correctly, you had to talk over me. Now
nobody's
I'm going to go
over
cry.
You. You're fucking like 6-7 feet tall.
Love you.
We
pressed air. Marissa?
Marissa?
What'd you say, Sonny?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Okay. We're back. Let's get this done.
Let's see if I can get it out this time.
So, Ben,
yes.
What if I have a problem? Like, I don't like most smartphone mounts because they're mostly made of plastic, do not properly hold the phone, are easily broken, or easily not available in only one color. generally ugly, like Ty, inhabits the use of important phone features and buttons and will not work with your current smartphone case, or requires use of proprietary phone case, typically requiring additional purchase, or requires you to attach adhesive components directly to your phone or case.
You know what? I don't think Mob Armor could have questioned it better themselves. So what's great about the Mob Mount, which you saw us review once already here at Cerebral Overload.
Hey.
This is their updated version that not only mounts via the magnet base, like you saw us review, but it has interchangeable bases.
Can I get one?
What?
Can I have one?
I think everybody in Cerebral Overload should have one. Can I have one? The only family sending one to Ben.
Ben, can I have one?
Because mine's going to be here tomorrow. No, you can't. It's mine. All mine.
You already got one.
Not the Switch? I don't.
Well, give me an old one.
But then I don't get one.
Well, I need one.
See, I can't give you one because then Andrew would feel left out.
But well, see, Ty does need one for his tank.
Yeah.
Yes, for his tank.
I'm
keeping one for my car and one for my space shuttle.
For your what?
My space shuttle.
You're never going to use it.
He's going to go to Mars.
This is bullshit.
God.
You guys are gaysists.
Gays. I like it. I like it. It's racist against gays. God, exactly. Ben, get with the times.
God, fuck.
Fucking gaysist.
Man,
I love it.
Wait a minute.
But anywho,
where's my phone? Samsung S6. Look, I can fit on the large mount.
That's not what I've heard.
Give it to me.
But anyway, the Switch is basically like an updated Mob Mount Large, but it has interchangeable bases, so you can use it in a magnet in your car. You can use the clamp on a stroller, your motorcycle, if you're not too afraid to take it out in the rain. While you're mowing the lawn, you could put it on your push mower or on your steering wheel.
Can I put it
and
on
you can head? Watch videos and crash into trees while mowing your lawn.
Interesting.
Can I put it on my Mexican?
Yes, yes, you can. It does. No, you know what? They don't have a Mexican mount yet.
They don't have a Mexi mount?
No.
What?
Maybe that'll be in one of the expanded goals.
You know what? Just take their belt and then switch it around backwards because they always had the big belt buckles and then magnet it onto that.
There you go.
See.
And see, what is nice about it, though, is one mount can fit almost any cell phone.
Oh.
Can it fit my weirdly shaped Sony Z3?
I know they have a Z3. I don't know. I don't think they've tested a Z3 yet.
No, yeah, because the Z3 is the Canadian model. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I bet you the mob mount would fit it, though.
It doesn't say it, but if you don't see your phone there, you can leave a comment and they will help.
What I don't see on there?
Oh, is it the Xperia?
Yeah.
Oh, they got it. It's on there. I lied.
What I don't see on there is the HTC M19.
That's because nobody loves you.
Yeah.
But guess what? It does fit. I can prove that.
But it doesn't. You don't need it. Just send it my way.
No!
I've been gone for like 6 months. Send me something!
You have an old phone, Ty. You need a new phone.
I've got the Galaxy S6.
I was supposedly getting a package sent to me when you left that I never received.
Who said that?
You did.
I did?
No. Somebody else sent me a message that, hey, Ty just got a helicopter sent here, a remote control helicopter. Do you want me to send it to you? Sure, send it to me. Here's my address. I must have got lost in the mail.
Dick.
And one thing that is nice about this cell phone mount.
Eat a cock.
No, it doesn't do that.
It's metal.
But aside from that, and aluminum and pretty much indestructible.
What was that creepy little like chuckle you just did?
Metal.
Aside from that. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a loop. I'm going to loop that.
He's gonna loop that.
All right. So aside from that, what else is cool about it?
Nice. The top adjuster to hold it tight.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to call that, but call it whatever you want to call it.
The top adjuster to hold it tight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd call it if I was a saying it. It has an opening for your center mount cameras on your phone, so you can still use your camera while it's in the mount.
Genius.
It doesn't block it like many cell phones.
But can I take a selfie?
Yes, yes you can.
Oh my god.
Ty's sold.
I'm sold.
And if you decide you want to change cases later on and go from your little thong case to like a
OtterBox
or adult diaper, as I like to call them, you don't have to get a new cell phone mount like you would before. This will fit both.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want one. Tell them to send me one, too.
Mm-hmm. Send Ty one, too. Is that our ending music?
I guess it is.
Nope. That was just Ty's theme song.
Oh, okay.
They should also send one to Canada.
And it's cool because you can get them in black, blue, or red.
Nice.
They should send us each a blue one, because blue for cerebral fucking overload.
Yeah, I agree.
And here's some of the rewards you can get when you help donate.
Oh, boy.
$1.
Oh, boy.
$1 gets you a thank you and your name on their banner in their office.
$5. Well, why do you got to be fucking cheap?
I don't know. That's why we're going to move up to the $5 level. Gives you sunglasses and a mob armor sticker.
Oh. But what if I donate $10?
You will get both sunglasses, 2 mob armor stickers, and a mob armor cozy.
Nice. Now look, I've got $50. What do I get then?
Well, that escalated quickly.
It did.
You get...
Someone keeps getting text messages.
Not me. You sign up for the early bird, and you get a mob mount switch.
Uh-huh.
In either small or large sized.
Oh.
Ooh.
But only in black. No choice of color yet.
Oh.
One bar clamp or magnet attachment.
Oh.
And a drawstring bag with mob armor's logo on it.
All right. Now look, I'm going to go all out here. What if I've got $10,000?
What?
I know.
$10,000.
I'm more shocked at you having $10,000.
It's pretty scary.
Actually, I was shocked at you having $50, but...
For $10,000, you get a 2-night stay at a resort, lunch and dinner with the Mob Armor team, an adventure in the Mob Armor truck, 2 VIP mob mounts with custom laser engraving, so you could say cerebral overload on it.
Yeah.
And additional Mob Armor gear.
Wow.
For the low, low price of $10,000.
See, I thought for $10,000 they'd give me the truck.
No, because it's an $11,000 truck.
I like it. I love it. Have them send me one.
I'll tell you what. The one I have, I don't have the Switch, but I have the Mob Mount Large. Awesome. Awesome.
I want one.
I want one.
Well, you can get one for a low, low price of $50.
A low price if you work in your contact and getting us one.
Yeah.
And as of right now...
For a low, low price of you not being fired from Cerebral Overload.
That would be hard to do.
Shut up! I know it's your site! Shut your mouth!
As of June 14th, they have a total of 54 backers with a total pledged goal, or total pledged amount of $14,595.00. They have 16 days left to go, as of this recording.
What's their goal?
To reach a goal of $18,500.
Oh, they can do it.
I'm sure with 16 days left, they will.
They better, because I want one.
Because I will even be donating money come Wednesday when I get paid.
50? Are you donating 50 so I can have one?
Are you donating 100 so we can both have one?
Ben.
No, I'm donating $10,000.
You don't have $10,000, you fucking liar.
I don't have $10.
This is true.
Well, Ben, my birthday's coming up. Wow. Get me one. Hey,
Ben, my birthday's coming up.
Ben.
Actually, one person has already pledged $10,000.
Are you serious?
They're stupid.
Yep. There's 3 total $10,000 pledged things, and one's already been taken.
My God.
And if you're interested in it, this is the 2-night stay is at the Cliffs Resort in Shell Beach for you and one guest. Oh. The Adventure in the Mob Armor Truck is on the Pismo Dunes.
Ooh.
That's on Saturday.
Nice.
Sunday, you have your optional choice of skydiving, golf, or a winery tour.
Aww.
With free transportation provided during your stay.
Son of a bee.
Must provide own transportation to and from Pismo, California.
What?
Blame.
Yes.
All right. I love it. Get me one.
One.
I think that's it for the day.
Yay!
Pay
for only $600, we can get 10 of them.
What? Let's do
it. With your choice of color.
All right.
All right, Ben, get on that.
All right.
Plus,
you get paid on Wednesday.
Free laser engraving.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm kind of saving that money for vacation.
You don't get a vacation.
Yes, I do, actually, this year.
Nope.
I got 9.5 days of vacation time right now.
That's why you two are going to have to post your asses off next week.
Awesome. All right, guys. This was a good episode. I'm glad to be back. I missed you. I love you.
Check out mobarmor.com and Kickstarter for the Mob Mount Switch. The last phone mount you will ever need.
All right. Until next week, everybody.
Look what I can do.
Okay, seriously. Snapchat is ty_pie68. Add me on Snapchat. We'll do this shit up. I Snapchat all day. I love it.
Hey, bitches.
Anyway, we're back.
It's actually false. I haven't received a Snapchat from you since I sent you the robot baby Snapchat.
I sent you a snap.
Yeah, it's just your overexcited face.
That's all you need.
Did you send him a naked picture? Is that why he had an overexcited face?
Generally. All right. I'll see you guys next week. Until then.
Bye-bye.
Why?
This now concludes our broadcasting day.